Thing number two, the second of five things that Samuel Adams would want to tell you if he could travel through time and get to know you and your government. There were three things that were very important. They were primary, they were central, they were the core of the public school curriculum in Samuel Adams' day, and they have been banned from your public school education, from public schools today. Those three subjects are religion, morality, and knowledge. Now, we talked about this a little bit in the introductory audio, how the Northwest Ordinance, one of the most important charters in our whole America's history, just behind the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the blueprint for many state constitutions, and in fact, the words of the Northwest Ordinance were repeated word for word in many state constitutions, in particular, the Edict of Article 3, which says that religion and morality and knowledge are necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, and therefore schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. In 1962 and 1963, the federal government, through the United States Supreme Court, removed religion, morality, and knowledge from public schools. It did that ostensibly just by eliminating prayer and Bible reading, but it was the whole mythology of the separation of church and state which really the rubber hit the road there in the early 1960s, 1961, 62, and 63, three very important cases, and it overthrew everything there was about the public school curriculum as it existed at the time the Constitution was ratified, as it existed in Samuel Adams's day. Now let's talk about each of these three items. And again, this is just by way of summary. If you click the link that says go to thing number two now, you can go down the bottom of this webpage and you'll see some of the original documentation, some of the original sources that talk about these issues. But I just want to put the basic issues on your plate just so you can see what we're looking at in the Samuel Adams coaching program. First, religion. Religion is a vertical issue, the vertical relationship between man and God. It asks the simple question, who is God? And the answer is, God is God, and the state is not God, and you are not God. And this was seen, for example, in the fact that atheists were not allowed to take oaths and hold public office or even serve on a jury or testify in a court, because how could anybody believe an atheist? Especially, how could anybody believe an atheist's oath? Because an atheist, when you take an oath, you're basically engaging in an act of worship. Everybody who signed the Constitution agreed with that, that when you raise your right hand toward heaven and put your left hand on a Bible and swear in the presence of God, I'm telling the truth, this is what I'm going to do, how can you believe that when an atheist does that? When an atheist raises his right hand toward a heaven he doesn't even admit exists. And so atheists were banned from holding public office. That has changed. It is now the case that Christians cannot hold public office. Most people don't know this, but it's been proven in court. In fact, I proved it for myself anyway, after studying law and passing the California bar exam, which I've been told is the toughest bar exam in the world. I was denied a license to practice law. And basically, I spelled out, here's the way it was in the Founding Fathers' day, here's what's going on now. And the federal court said, well, then you can't be an attorney. If you don't put the state ahead of God, if you put God ahead of the state, then you cannot hold public office in this country. Religion is our relationship with God. And the Founding Fathers said this was of utmost importance, that religion is necessary for good government. Religion is necessary for the happiness of mankind. And religion has been removed from public schools as a matter of doctrine, as a matter of jurisprudence, as a matter of federal government policy. The next item, the next of the three subjects banned from your public school curriculum, and the reason why Samuel Adams would say you are a victim of educational malpractice, and that is morality, the horizontal aspect, our relationships with others. Christianity prescribes service, not domination. We'll talk about this down under thing number four, I believe. And this is the idea that just as Jesus did not come to rule over others, but rather to be a servant, we are not to be like the kings of the Gentiles. In Mark chapter 10, when Jesus finds his disciples fighting with each other about who's going to be the greatest, who's going to be the most powerful, who's going to wield the authority in the kingdom of God, he says, that's not the way it works. You're to be servants, not archists. The kings of the Gentiles like to be archists. The kings of the Gentiles like to impose their will on other people by force. But Christian morality is different. And everybody knows that Christian morality, for example, is very different from the morality of Osama bin Laden. And Christian morality is love your enemies. Christian morality is be of service to others. This is the source of liberty. This is the source of rights. And the America's Founding Fathers, unfortunately, as we'll see below in thing number three, were a little bit confused, but they were not unclear. They were perhaps self-contradictory at some points, but they were not unclear. They over and over again repeatedly said that religion, as I said before, for the Northwest Ordinance, religion is necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, and in particular, morality is the undergirding of our rights as Americans. It's the undergirding of liberty, that an orderly liberty government, free government, a free state, as the Second Amendment talks about, cannot exist without Christian morality. Not the morality of Osama bin Laden. The Founding Fathers spoke frequently about false religions. They upheld the true religion, is what they said. For example, and we'll talk about this below again on thing number three, an orderly society, a peaceful society, and a society where your rights are protected depends on people understanding that God says, there's that vertical aspect of religion, that God says, thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not kill. You don't have a right to life if everybody in your society believes that they are their own God and they can kill you anytime they want to. Your rights are not secure. Your right to property is not secure if everybody believes that they are their own God and they can steal your stuff anytime they want to. That's why America's Founding Fathers said that religion and morality are the foundation of good government, and that we don't want, John Adams said, we don't want a constitution, we don't want a government which gives the state so much power that it can maintain order among people who are devoid of religion and morality. Religion and morality are the core. And in the 1960s, one of the justices, Justice Douglas, William O. Douglas, sort of a leading light, a star in the pantheon of Supreme Court justices, admitted that at the time the Constitution was ratified, America's Founding Fathers believed that the central purpose of public schools was to teach religion and morality. And even when it taught the three R's, it wasn't just to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. It was the purpose of teaching reading was to teach people how to read the Bible. And the purpose of learning math was to learn how to discharge a lawful calling. We'll get to that in just a minute when we get under knowledge. Because it's a funny thing, now that religion and morality have been banned from public schools, knowledge is also banned because knowledge discriminates. And we don't like discrimination. We don't like that endangers children's self-esteem to say that some person knows more than another. To give an A to one student and a C minus to another student hurts that other student's self-esteem. So we have to get rid of knowledge. We have to level everybody down. Knowledge for America's Founding Fathers is how the world works. It meant knowledge of history, it meant knowledge of traditions, and of course it meant knowledge of religion and morality. It also meant a knowledge of why capitalism is superior to mercantilism. That's what the whole revolution was about. Not entirely, but that was certainly one of the central issues of mercantilism versus freedom versus laissez-faire capitalism. And again, knowledge also implies judgment, because some things are true and some things are false. And if Adolf Hitler is not wrong, then how can you have a free and prosperous government? America's Founding Fathers knew all this, and that's why they said that the central purpose, the central core of the public schools, not just an elective, but the core, the center, was religion and morality. And then knowledge springs out of that. If every student believes that he or she is his own God, then they don't have to answer to the teachers. They don't have to listen. They don't have to be respectful. They don't have anything they can learn from a teacher because they are their own God. Knowledge is only possible when people understand religion and morality. And finally, knowledge meant how to discharge a lawful calling. And calling meant that God has given everybody a calling. God has a purpose for everybody. And when you know that purpose, then you're doing what pleases God, and you're in your groove, you're in your sweet spot, you're functioning just the way the Lord created you. And so knowing your calling was important. And when the state interferes in the discharge of your divine or lawful calling, then that's something to take seriously, because that's interfering with your relationship to God. That's interfering with your worship of God, because the discharge of your calling is really how you worship God. You serve others in a divine calling, and if the state interferes in that with bad economic policies and regulatory apparatus, then the state is interfering with your worship and service of God. And that's why America's founding fathers were up in arms about state regulation of people's callings. Religion, morality, and knowledge. These were all the things that were part, they were the center of public school education in the colonial era. They've all been banned. They've all been removed, especially religion and morality, by edict of the federal Supreme Court. They've been banned from your public school education. And even if you went to a private school, you went to a private school that was approved by the government. Otherwise, you would have been declared truant. So you still lost out. And that's the core of this whole coaching program, is to give you what children learned in the colonial schools. They learned religion and morality from the earliest ages. And that's why they were sensitive to governments that impaired their ability to serve God and their calling. That's why they were passionate about righting these wrongs. And that's why we are under tyranny, because we're victims of educational malpractice. We don't understand religion and morality. And the Founding Fathers said that if you don't understand religion and morality, you will not live in a free society, and your rights will be infringed. And that's where we are today, under a government which America's Founding Fathers would most certainly say is a tyranny. Let's move on to thing number three.